Hey, it's time for Going Green on KAFM Radio, a monthly show where we offer tips to increase our individual contributions to environmental health and quality of life in the Grand Valley. I'm your host today, Teresa Neese, along with Jennifer Richardson. We're representing Mesa County Solid Waste Management. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Teresa.
And our guest today is Hannah Holm, the longtime director of the Ruth Powell Hudgens Water Center at CMU. Today we're going to be talking about water management for river health, water quality, and sustainability. The Water Center also provides many opportunities for public and professionals to get involved. And welcome, Hannah. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Before we dive into our topic, please share with our listeners a simple way that you practice environmental stewardship.
Well, one of the things that I enjoy doing is gardening and playing in my yard. And when I do that, I like to choose native plants as much as possible, native low water use plants, and that has a couple of benefits. One is the wildlife loves it, and also the bees, both the native bees and the honeybees that some of my neighbors have hives for in the neighborhood. So it's great for, you know, for the wildlife, the birds, and all the pollinators, but it's also, you know, by choosing plants like that, it means that I don't put as much pressure on our water system. And also, I'll likely be able to enjoy those plants for longer because we are in a stage where our climate seems to be getting hotter and drier. So choosing plants like that, they're more resilient to some of the challenges that our climate is throwing at them.
So flora for the fauna.
Yeah.
I hope those neighbors are sharing their delicious honey with you.
Yep, and their fruit that goes from the trees, too.
Oh, yeah, awesome. It's so wonderful to live in an area where we have agriculture. I love it. I'm out in Palisade, and it's amazing. I've got fruit trees all around me. None of them are mine, so I don't have to take care of them, thank goodness, but I get to enjoy them. So I understand that the Water Center has been around for 10 years. I'm not sure if our listeners have heard of the Water Center. Can you tell us a little bit about the Water Center and what your objectives are, what you guys kind of do there?
Yeah, we were officially founded in 2011 after about a year of talking with a bunch of different community stakeholders, and we settled on the mission to promote research, education, and dialogue on the water issues facing the Upper Colorado River Basin. So that's the whole area that drains into Lake Powell, although we do pay a little closer attention to our immediate backyard. But basically, it's to try to be a resource for the community and for the university to be smarter about water, just more informed, and whether that's in terms of what you grow in your backyard or what kinds of policies you're paying attention to and supporting.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, you know, at the Water Center, are you really geared towards educating students? Are you geared towards educating the public? Who is your audience at the Water Center?
We try to be a resource for everyone. We have different events that are geared to kind of different audiences. So we have a forum that's coming up in November. It's actually our 11th annual Upper Colorado River Basin Water Forum. And that is designed primarily for people that really want to geek out on the Colorado River.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, if you just walk in off the street to that particular event, you might hear some technical language on the scientific side or the policy side that might go over your head. But then you'll also, you know, it's open to everybody, and you could pick up some good strategies too. But we do other kinds of events as well, like screenings of documentaries or talks by authors that are more accessible to the general public. And in the pre-COVID days, one of our primary sponsors has been the Palisade Brewing Company. They've offered free beer that we've had for our reception. So we've had a number of fun free events where people get together and learn and socialize and have a good time and expand the network of people that, you know, that are paying attention to water. That's part of what we're trying to do in the community, and bringing people with all different kinds of priorities related together to learn together about what kind of future we're facing.
And I've been to a number of the educational and entertainment events that they've had, and yes, there's a great mix of local people, and we get to meet people that have new research and stories and little short documentaries, and it's really, really fun whether you're big into land management, water management. It's just a good time to get to know different community members and get some new perspective and have beer and free food. You're listening to Going Green on KAFM. We're speaking with Hannah Holm at from the CMU Water Center.
So, you know, drought is a term that we've been dealing with for a long time here on the Western Slope. And I think it was maybe this year where they said, oh, yay, Colorado, you know, isn't in a drought anymore, at least not on the Front Range. But I don't know that that's really true. It's certainly not true here in Mesa County, where we're still in extreme danger. And with it kind of being the norm, we all know that we're not supposed to water during the day, but we're not trying to get through one event. Is that right? Like, we're trying to look at this from a bigger picture and how this is going to go into the future. I saw on your forum that you're having a panel on climate resiliency, and I just wondered if you could talk a little bit more about what is climate resiliency and how do we need to maybe change our mindset so that in the future drought isn't just a term, oh yeah, we hear that all the time, that doesn't mean anything to me, I'm still doing the same old that I've always been doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, people have been talking about drought for so long now. We've been hearing about 20-year drought, we've been hearing terms like mega drought, and then more recently people have started to talk about not drought, which implies that you're going to come out of it at some point, but aridification, that we could be...
That's something I've always wondered, too. Like, oh, we're in a desert. Isn't that just an implied drought? Like,
well, drought, so, like, drought's a departure from normal. You know, we've always been dry, and we've always been variable, too, as far as, like, some wet years, some dry years. I mean, always within a certain range of generally dry. But one of the things that's changed over the last 100 years and especially accelerated the last few decades is that we're getting warmer. And so we're actually not getting that much less precipitation than we used to. There's not as defined of a trend in that direction, but we have been getting consistently warmer. And what that means is that whatever precipitation we do get, which is mostly up in the mountains in the form of snow, more of that disappears through use by plants and through evaporation from the soils before it ever reaches the streams. And reaching the streams is important for human uses because that's where we pull our water out of for irrigation. That's where we pull water out of to take water into our houses and use it. So even in kind of average snowfall years, recently we've been getting less than average runoff into our rivers and streams. And so, and since all the climate models going forward are projecting that this warming trend will continue for us, then that tells us we need to be prepared for drier conditions, even as we still get some years with higher precipitation than others.
So much, I like that aridification is not so much how much water you're getting, but how it soaks into the soil, how long it stays around on the land for the people for, like, to go into the river for the plants, et cetera. So that's a great word, aridification.
Yeah, so it's kind of a longer-term adaptation we need to be thinking about, not just, so you asked about resiliency. It's not just how do we get through the odd dry year, which we've always had, you know, occasionally some years are drier than average, some years are wetter than average. But since we seem to be in a longer-term warming and drying trend, then that has implications for the landscape at large and also how much water is going to be available for us to use. Yeah. So if we can think about ways that we can, adapt to not using as much water, particularly on our landscapes at the individual level. Most of the water you use in your house, it's good to have efficient appliances and everything and not take 2-hour-long showers, but still, as far as the overall river system, most of what you use in your house is going to go back into the pipes and into the drains and through the wastewater treatment plant and back to the river. Right, but the water that you use in your landscape is more consumed by the plants and evaporation. So so that's one way that you can be more resilient and contribute to more resiliency is thinking about water in your landscape in particular.
Thanks, Hannah. Just a reminder to the folks, this is Going Green with Hannah Holm, talking about the CMU Water Center. We've got a couple more minutes left.
Yeah. I think that it's a great point that we're really not necessarily talking about the water in your house, but it's the water out in the landscape and how we can do things like to increase the water holding capacity of our lawns so it's not just all running off and or being evaporated or not over watering it for hours and hours at a time. And so I think
Other things that we can do also, kind of thinking at the kind of policy level and what we can do together.
Mm-hmm.
Our community, you know, you mentioned agriculture earlier on, and yeah. Agriculture is a really important part of our economy and our culture on the West Slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But a lot of the infrastructure that we use to move water from streams to fields, a lot of that is really old.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that as a community we can do to be more resilient with water is to invest in
put some resources
into into upgrading and maintaining a lot of that infrastructure so that every drop
like
we have
lining,
and canal
the,
lining
the, cement, the canals turn into cement instead of dirt is that kind of stuff?
That kind of thing, and then different kinds of irrigation technologies that allow more precise control and head gate structures and things like that. There's a lot that can be done that can help help make the best use of every drop that we do get.
Yeah, and it seemed that some of the panels on the forum are geared towards the ag industry. So maybe if you are in that industry, if you have some land and you're farming it, that might be a good place for you to go to learn about new and upcoming technology.
Yeah, and then there's also a lot of interest, too, in improving the overall health of our watershed, so looking at the health of our forests and so on, because that helps pay dividends all the way downstream as well.
Yeah.
Can I say, you don't, just for the folks out there, you do not have to be a water professional. You don't have to be a researcher. You don't have to have gone to school for this in order to attend these kinds of sessions. I've gone myself just as a citizen. So yeah, if you're not a huge rancher, but you do have a couple acre farm that you tend with your family, this is really pertinent to you, and it can help you see the bigger picture and the resources that are available to you. So don't shy away from, you know, some of the bigger names that might be out there, but.
Yeah, and we have a, you can, on our website, which is coloradomesa.edu/watercenter, there's a link right on that front page where you can sign up for our e-newsletter and get notices about events that we have coming up. And I do want to mention that our forum in November is going to be all online because of our
virtual
COVID situation.
Well, I think people are used to that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Hannah. It's really nice to speak with you again. Folks, we've been listening to Going Green on KAFM, our monthly show where we offer tips to increase your individual contributions to environmental health and quality of life here in the Grand Valley. This show is hosted by partners from Mesa County Solid Waste, and you can find podcast versions of today's and past shows on kafmradio.org. Thanks, and tune in next time as we keep going green.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you so much.